Welcome to the Chrisman Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Chrisman. Topics on today's episode include leadership at NAR, my interview with TrueWorks' Ryan Sandler on the increasing costs of consumer data and strategies for lenders in the verification space, and what to make of recent economic data.
Thanks to today's podcast sponsor, TrueWorks. Lenders can easily integrate income verification into their workflow and verify any borrower at any point during the application process with TrueWorks Income. By connecting every verification method into one platform, TrueWorks helps lenders eliminate process disruptions, maintain a competitive borrower experience, and reduce the fiscal impact of verifying income. Banks, credit unions, and wholesale lenders are using TrueWorks because it's the only platform making income verification as easy as clicking a button.
The soldier who survived mustard gas and pepper spray is now a seasoned veteran. That's a weak pun for a weak segue into, is it just my imagination, or do restaurants no longer have salt and pepper shakers on the tables after COVID? Is it just my imagination, or do organizations with initials that begin with N have trouble keeping their leadership? In August of 2023, the chief of NAR resigned. Last week, it was the NRA, and this week, it's NAR's turn again, this time losing her to blackmail. Meanwhile, keeping on with real estate news, and realizing that anyone can sue anyone, news came out after Christmas that Zillow, which also owns a mortgage company, is suing rivals over software that schedules property showings. For links to those stories, as well as latest employment opportunities, and lender and broker services, products, and software, visit robchrisman.com. For today's interview, I wanted to welcome onto the show TrueWorks' Ryan Sandler to talk about the increasing costs of consumer data and strategies for lenders in the verification space. He's co-founder and CEO at TrueWorks, a Sequoia-backed fintech providing a one-stop platform for verification of income and employment. Prior to starting TrueWorks, he worked on LinkedIn's product team, where he led the development and launch of the LinkedIn Salary product. He studied computer science at Harvard and continues to support the founder community through advising and investing.
A huge topic in the mortgage industry to close last year, and obviously it's trickling into this year, is the cost of consumer data. It's, costs everywhere for companies are exorbitant in different areas, from credit to income. All these costs are rising. And so I want to ask you, what's your take on these trends?
Yeah, no, it is. It's getting pretty insane out there. And this is a great one to get us started. Obviously, one that I'm super passionate about talking about. This trend, the insane rise of cost of consumer data, it's getting pretty dangerous for lenders, especially in these low volume times that we find ourselves in. And it's dangerous because of, one, the severity of these price hikes, and two, the consistency of the hikes. Literally every year, like clockwork, mortgage lenders receive notice from legacy data providers that their prices are increasing. And honestly, it's pretty absurd if you ask me. What's most absurd is that these increases aren't just pennies on the dollar. They're oftentimes north of 50%, 50%. We see this in the income verification space. And in the credit data space, it can be argued that the cost of credit data alone has increased nearly 400% this year. I'll repeat that, 400%. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And I don't think this comes as a big surprise to your audience. Many are already aware and are doing something about it. But for those who aren't, I'd say it's really time to wake up. History continues to repeat itself every year here, and lenders eat the cost and continue to kick the can down the road. You know, it's one thing to raise prices. It's a whole nother beast when you raise prices without making any improvements to the product. This is really extraction at its finest, in my opinion. You know, when you look at the average loan production cost, last year it was over $11,000 for independent mortgage banks, a pretty wild number. And this cost is not going to go down on its own. Lenders don't want to keep kicking the can down the road here. They're really putting their profit margins at risk. And for some, even the whole viability of a lending business.
I know. I want to shove my fingers in my ears when I hear you say costs are up 400% or it's more than $11,000 to originate a loan. It's mind blowing, especially in an environment where companies aren't doing that much volume to help offset these costs. And obviously, that $11,000+ cost, you mentioned the cost of loan production is something that's talked about a lot. It was able to be spread out over a larger volume of loans previously, which made it a little more manageable. But as I alluded, now with less loans in pipelines, it's tough. It's making it tougher. Rates are still elevated, inventory is low. So I want to ask you, what options do lenders have right now to address the cost problem?
Yeah, so you know, there's multiple facets here, but let's talk about income verification, which is becoming an increasingly large part of production costs and, you know, something that we live and breathe every day here at Truework, and, you know, we can talk a lot about. You know, your audience is well aware that there's a handful of new players that have entered the income space in recent years, including Truework. It makes sense why so many are going after it. It's a really large market with a lot of value to be created. But the key for lenders when assessing these new solutions is to really focus on the right problem. Naturally, lenders go out looking for the lowest headline price. This makes sense. But price is important. It's not the only variable to consider here. To really determine total cost, you need to consider not only price, but volume as well as process. Like, for example, you could have a low price, but if your team ends up ordering a bunch of duplicate verifications, your total cost is going to be a lot higher. And the same thing goes with process. You can have a low price, but how easy it is for your team to order that verification? How easy is it for them to fix an issue when the data is wrong? How many hours are spent switching back and forth across different systems to get the job done? So when choosing a new vendor, lenders really need to focus on total cost, not just price. This is the only way they're really going to solve the problem here.
Yeah, price, volume, and process end up all contributing to total cost. But I guess tell me, how do new verification solutions help lenders improve their process? Can lenders actually lower their total verification costs?
Yes, 100%. And as I kind of mentioned before, like, lenders, for fair reason, are having trouble really understanding the differences between all these new verification providers. The key thing that lenders are learning is that adding another point solution to your process is not going to solve the total cost problem. To do this, they really need a full one-stop solution to truly improve process and truly lower their costs. Let's take user permission data as an example. So as a refresher, user permission data is when an applicant logs into their payroll platform to verify their income. It's a really important piece of technology when it's a part of a full one-stop solution. But when used by itself, not so much. Because the best conversion you'll see from user permission data is around 50%. To get to 100%, lenders now need to spend resources patching together different providers. With every new provider comes a new vendor to manage and a new process for their teams to learn. And so naturally, things break down with so many vendors. And the worst thing is to go back to the applicant for more documentation. The worst. And this happens all the time in these situations. You know, one of our customers recently called this process a financial autopsy. It's such a bad experience for the applicant to go back for more and more documentation. And so to sum things up here, lenders don't need a faster horse, they need a car. And a car with a personal driver that will take them exactly where they need to go. That is the real power of a one-stop solution like Truework.
Yeah, let's talk about Truework for a minute here. And this is all pretty cool stuff that you're saying. But I kind of want to reiterate it here to make sure I'm getting it. You're saying that these one-stop verification platforms like Truework are a whole new breed. It's like moving from the horse to the car. I get the analogy and I like it, but can you go a little deeper and tell us exactly what makes this new approach so game-changing for lenders?
Yeah, sure. Let me go in more detail here. So when lenders add different point solutions, they're really just getting marginal improvements, aka faster horse in that analogy. A faster horse isn't going to solve the problem of total cost, but a car will. A car in this analogy is a one-stop platform. And today, the only true one-stop platform, one that can really get you to 100% of coverage, is Truework. One-stop platforms fundamentally change how lenders think about income verification. Truework is really the only platform that makes the process as easy as clicking a button. We do this by connecting every verification method into one solution, allowing lenders to increase coverage, reduce manual tasks, effectively manage costs. Lenders no longer have to manage a bunch of different vendors in the process of routing in between them. Truework does this all for you. It's really a car that comes with a personal driver, so to say, that gets you to your destination most efficiently. This is how our team at Truework attacks the problem. We don't want to only give you new technology. We want to give you the right answer. And we do that by connecting the old with the new for you.
That's pretty cool to hear. And I'm sure people's ears are perking up right now when they hear about ways to manage total cost and not just kick the can down the road. But what is the old and what is the new here in this conversation that we're having?
Yeah, that's a great question. I should clarify. I mean, so basically with Truework's one-stop platform, you get affordable access to both instant data, what we call the old here, as well as new technology like user permissioning and automated resource verifications. Instant data, the old, has been the industry standard and is really important, but it's only really valuable when it's coupled with these new technologies. That's the only way that you can get to this full 100% coverage, by combining the old with the new. With Truework, every request is routed to the most efficient and cost-effective method for that applicant and for that employer. This is the personal driver taking you where you need to go. Oh, this person works at Uber, we should use this method. Oh, this person works at Google, we should use this other method. It's this intelligent orchestration that really, really sets us apart and combines the old with the new. So again, the focus for lenders needs to be on getting answers efficiently, not just access to new technology. You need someone in the driver's seat who knows the roads. That's sure.
Ryan, I've really enjoyed this, and I think it's certainly been highly informative for my listeners out there. And I love how both you and Truework are focused on the real problem that's plaguing income verification for lenders. Before I let you go today, I have one final question, and that's if you have any bold predictions here for 2024.
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. I've really enjoyed these questions as well, and you know, really excited for 2024 and beyond. So bold predictions. My bold prediction is that the cost of loan production is actually going to go down by more than 20% in 2024. And this is despite rising data costs we just talked about and low volumes in the market. So how is this prediction going to be possible? I think that in this current market, lenders finally have the time, the bandwidth to make foundational changes to their business and majorly update their processes to bring down these total costs. This is a really rare opportunity in time that they can only do during these low volume times. We think lenders will continue to spend the time now to optimize their costs using Truework and other modern cost-effective platforms. You know, it's funny, when we started Truework, lenders said to us, "I have so much volume, can you help?" And we did. Now they're saying, "I have low volumes and I need to manage costs, can you help with that?" And again, we are stepping in a really meaningful way here. You know, not to toot our own horn, but no one else is attacking this problem like this in such a comprehensive way. Truework is not just providing access to new technology, we're giving the answers that lenders really need. From my perspective, everything else is just a faster horse.
Very well put. Ryan, I really enjoyed this. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And hopefully we'll have you back on sometime later this year to talk about how the income verification space continues to evolve. So thank you very much, sir.
Thanks so much, Robbie.
Economic data over the past week has highlighted the various effects tighter economic policy has had on different sectors of the economy. Interest rate sensitive areas remain the most strained, but 216,000 jobs were added during December, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.7%, which shows labor markets have only moderated slightly. Most new jobs were concentrated in government, healthcare, and leisure and hospitality. November's JOLTS report showed job openings continue to shrink as demand for labor slowly subsides and the quit rate fell below its pre-pandemic level. December was also the 14th consecutive month of contraction in the manufacturing sector of the economy, according to the ISM Manufacturing Index. Spending on durable goods has fallen 5 of the last 10 months compared to spending on services, which has only dipped once in the past 40 months. However, demand for services is expected to moderate as the economy slows. Construction spending ticked up 0.4% in November, though most spending was concentrated in single-family housing. Multifamily construction spending has lost momentum as vacancy rates have risen. After a lack of news to open the week, we learned that consumer credit increased by $23.7 billion in November. Today's economic calendar is already underway with the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index for December. It came in at 91.9 versus 90.6 in the prior reading, so a slight increase. Later today brings the November trade deficit, Redbook same-store sales for the week ending January 6th, and Treasury auctions headlined by $52 billion of three-year notes. Markets will also receive remarks from Fed Vice Chair of Supervision Barr. We begin the day with agency MBS prices worse a few ticks, or 30 seconds, from Monday's close. The 10-year yielding 4.04 after closing yesterday at 4%, and the 2-year at 4.38%. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. There's a signalman up in Shasta County, California. He really wants to get a promotion, so he sends a letter to Union Pacific and they send up an assessor. The assessor asks the signalman what he would do if two trains were barreling down a track at each other. The signalman says he would out one train on a passing loop. But what if the points are jammed? Well, I'd throw the emergency switch. But what if the switch is on fire? I'd run out and use the lever on the line to switch the train into the passing loop. But what if it was struck by lightning? Then I'd get my Uncle Alistair. Why? He's never seen a train crash.
Thanks again to today's podcast sponsor, Truework. Lenders can easily integrate income verification into their workflow and verify any borrower at any point during the application process with Truework Income. By connecting every verification method into one platform, Truework helps lenders eliminate process disruptions, maintain a competitive borrower experience, and reduce the fiscal impact of verifying income. Banks, credit unions, and wholesale lenders are using Truework because it is the only platform making income verification as easy as clicking a button. If you have any questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities, send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.